And we're doing Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Just before we start the sugya over here, Mem Hei Amud Beis, we're really right in the middle of a sugya about who could be mitzayif together for a zimun. One of the things we mentioned yesterday was that nashim are mezamnos liatzman. What does that mean, nashim mezamnos liatzman? Good, a group of women can make a zimun together. So even though 100 women is only like 2 men, but ikadeos, there are deos, so they can... Tosos over here, an important Tosos on Amud Beis over here, points out in Dibra Maskel Shaini that Mikan Mashmid Nashim Yicholos Zayin Liatzman. Sounds from here that women are able to make a zimun. And Tosos says, and I have a Maisa Rav where this actually happened. V'chein Asu Benos Rabbeinu Avram Chamav Shal Rabbeinu Yehuda Al Pi Avien. The daughters of Rabbeinu Avram, who is the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, based on their father's psak, used to make a zimun. But Tosos says, people don't do this. Women that eat together don't make a zimun. V'kasha, amay lo nagu, midiktani mezamnos, mashmud dekamer chayavel sezamin. Why wouldn't they? It sounds from our Gemara, women eat together, they should make a zimun. So why is the minhag that women eat together, they don't make a zimun? So he suggests, yesh lomar d'nashim mezamnos liatzman haynu imratzu lezamin mezamnos. That when we say women are mezamin liatzman, it means if they want to, they can. But not that they are obligated to. And therefore, that would explain why the minhag is that women don't do it, because they choose not to. They have the right to choose yes or choose no, and they choose no. Okay, I just wanted to point out that Tosos. Let's begin now. We're about 10 lines into the page, Tistayim. Remember, we had a machlokas yesterday. Last thing we learned about yesterday was a machlokas whether two people are allowed to make a zimun or not. It was a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We tried to bring 4 rayas yesterday. None of those rayas were successful, right? So can two people make a zimun? But what we never clarified was who says what. We know that it was Rav on one side, Rabbi Yochanan on the other side, but we don't know who said which way. So the Gemara is going to try to investigate that angle. So Tistayim derav de'amar imratzu lezamin ein mezamin. It makes the most sense to assume, or we can prove, that Rav is the one that says that they are not permitted to be mezamin. D'amar Rav Dimi bar Yosef amar Rav, because Rav Dimi bar Yosef quoted the name of Rav, shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas, if 3 people were eating together, v'yatza echad me'am l'shuk, and one of them goes out, you know, one of them wants to go to the market. Korin lo umezamin lo. They can call out to him, hey, we want a bench, and as soon as he turns around and, you know, acknowledges them, they can include him in the zimun, even though he doesn't come back. He's still out there, but, you know, they can see each other and he's on his way out. That's good enough. Taima de korin lo. Sounds like, why are they able to make a zimun? Because they called out to him and he's still able to give some attention to them. Hello, Korin Lo, but if they just let him go, and how many people are left if they just let him go? 2. So Lo, it's no good. It's not going to work. You can't do a Zimun. So you see that Rav holds 2 people may not do a Zimun. Says Mar, no, it doesn't prove anything. Shaini Yasam de'ikvu luhu b'chova me'ikara. Just like we said yesterday. Maybe in a case where they already had 3 people eating together, you're not allowed to downgrade to 2. So that's why they needed to include the person who had walked out. They needed to be korei lo, because they already had 3 people eating together. But maybe, enochinami, if you never had 3 people, you started with 2, maybe then you're allowed to do a zimun with just 2. So we don't know for sure that Rav holds 2 people cannot do a zimun. So Gemara says, let's try again to figure out who holds what. Maybe we could prove that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that 2 people may not do a zimun. How can we prove it? Rabbi Barbar Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim sha'achlu ka'achas. If 2 people ate together, Echad mehen yotze bebirchas chavero. One of them can be yotze with the other guy's bracha. How is one guy yotze with the other guy's bracha? What? Yeah, he says it out loud, and the other guy just listens. So Vavina, but we asked about that statement. My kamashmalan, what's the chiddush that one guy can be yotze? What's the principle that tells us that that works? That you're allowed to do that? Shamei kona, exactly. What's the chiddush? Tanina, shamav lo anayatsa. We already know. If you hear a bracha, even though you're not saying it, but you're listening to it, you're yotze. So of course you're yotze. Why wouldn't you be yotze? So what is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Rabbi Zeira explains, you know what Rabbi Yochanan means? Lomar she'ein birchas hazimun b'neihem. What he's trying to say is, you need one guy to be yotzei with the other guy's bracha, but they cannot collectively form a zimun because it's only two people. Tistayim. So you see, that's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Rashi explains, when it's a zimun, Rashi explains, it's not that one guy's being yotze with someone else's bracha. By a zimun, it's one joint bracha of all of them. That the nevarech, we are hereby as a unit, as a group, being mevarech together. Whereas when it's not a zimun, you could be yotze shamea kona, but it's me being yotze with your bracha. It's not our collective bracha. Right? That's the difference in the way it works. In either case, one guy is saying all the words and the other one's just listening. But when it's a zimun, the one guy saying all the words is representing the group. And he's saying it on behalf of the entire group. When it's not a zimun, the guy that's saying all the words is being motzi, the other person. That it's his individual benching, and the other guy listening is being yotze his individual benching by listening. So bottom line is, though, that we do have a good proof over here that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that what? Good. That two people cannot do a zimun. You can only do a zimun with three. I guess that'll be your first main point. Right, that Rabbi Yochanan, we conclude Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds. Two people may not do a zimun. So I asked the Gemara, is that really true that Rabbi Yochanan holds two people cannot do a zimun? Amrle Rava bar Rav Huna le Rav Huna. Rava bar Rav Huna said to his father, to Rav Huna, Vaharabanan dasu mi ma'arava. There was a group of rabbis that came from Eretz Yisrael. Ma'arava is Eretz Yisrael. Amri, and they said, Imratzu l'zamein mizamnin. That if two people want to do a zimun, they can do a zimun. My love, d'shmilu mi Rabbi Yochanan. If they came back with such a psak from Eretz Yisrael, isn't it because Rabbi Yochanan held that way? Why are we assuming Rabbi Yochanan held that way? Just because they were saying this in Israel. Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. Rav, on the other hand, was in Bavel. So they assumed, whatever people are saying in Eretz Yisrael must be that Rabbi Yochanan was the policy setter in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever they get in Eretz Yisrael must be from Rabbi Yochanan. Rav early in his life was in Eretz Yisrael, but then went to Bavel to learn. So they're assuming that all the policies in Eretz Yisrael were set by Rabbi Yochanan. And you see over here that Rabbi Yochanan said that in Eretz Yisrael they're saying that the two people are allowed to do a zimun. So says Mar Lo, they didn't hear it from Rabbi Yochanan. The Shmilu me Rav mikame denachas to Bavel. They heard it from Rav before Rav traveled to Bavel. Meaning Rav early in his career was also in Eretz Yisrael. So before Rav went to Bavel, he gave this psak in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's emanating from Eretz Yisrael. Good, period. Gufa. Going back to what we said before. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. You have three people, all ate together. V'yatza echad mehem l'shuk. And one guy went out to the shuk, right? Which leaves two people still sitting at the table. Korin lo u'mezamnin alav. They call out to the guy who left, and they include him in the zimun as long as he can still hear them, turn toward them, and answer them. So Amar Abaye explains, Vudu karule va'ani. It has to be that when they call him, he answers. I mean, it can't be that he's already 2 miles away, and they're like, hey, Joe, why don't you join? You know, it's too late. He doesn't hear you. It has to be that he can hear you, and that he's there, and that he's answering. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra, remember that name. Velo Amran El Bishlosha. This only works to have the guy respond from afar if it was a zimun of three people. Aval ba'asara, but if you were trying to have a minion together, then ad denaisi, then it's not enough to have him answer from afar. He has to actually come all the way back and sit at the table with everybody else. He has to actually be present in order to count for a minion. So ask the Gemara, Maskevla Ravashi. Ravashi asks, Adarabba, Ipcha Mistavra, I would have said the exact opposite. Tisha Nirin Kasara. When you have nine people still sitting at the table, you know, that looks like a minion. Nine people sitting at a table, it's hard to tell that it's not a minion. If someone walks into the room right now and they look at this group of people right here, they'll say, yeah, it's about a minion of people. But in reality, not that we count Jews, in reality, it's nine of us, right? So, but it will look like a minion. It will look like a minion. Because nine, it's hard to see the difference between nine and ten. But Shnayim, Einir and Kishlosha, two people does not look like three people. Because that you could eyeball it and you could immediately see the difference, right? The greater the number, the harder it is to estimate. If I ask you about how many books are on those bookshelves, impossible. You wouldn't be able to tell. So nine people looks like ten. Two people does not look like three. So I would think by the minyan, you don't need the guy to actually sit down because it looks pretty chashav anyway. But by the zimun of three, you need the guy to sit down. But we baskin like Marzutra. Remember, I told you to remember that name? Why? What did Marzutra say?
He said by three.
Good. He said by three, the guy could answer from afar, but by a minyan, you need him there. Why? My timer. If you want to mention Shem Hashem, which is what you do when you have a minion, it's not derech eretz to do so with less than a minion actually present. Which seems to imply that it seems to be alluding to the idea that kol be'asar shchinta sharia, that when you have 10 people together, that's where you have ashras hashchina, that it's the actual presence of a minion. You know, in Shulchan Aruch we say, based on the Gemara, that even if one person is sleeping, just the existence, the presence of 10 people creates a sense of ashras hashchina. It's not about the answering per se. I mean, this is like the flip side. This case of 9 people and one guy from afar answering is the flip side of 10 people where one of them is sleeping, right? The sleeping guy is obviously not answering. So that's Ashras Hashchina, it's just not 10 participants. Over here we have 10 participants, but no Ashras Hashchina. So you want to say Elokeinu, you need the actual Ashras Hashchina. Amar Abaye, Nektin and Shnaim Shachlu, actually before that, let's do a main point over here. We have Machlokas, whether the guy who left has to return for a zimun of 3 or for a zimun of 10. Has to come all the way back to the table for a zimun of 3 or for a zimun of 10. And we paskin. What are we paskin? He's got to come back for a zimun of 10. Exactly.
How is he leaving without venture?
What?
How is he leaving without venture?
Good question. Maybe he forgot.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. It's got to be brought up by the Rishonim. I don't know. I'm sure they talk about it. Amar Abaye, Nakitinan Shnaim Sha'achlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lechalek. That if you have 2 people eating together, it's a mitzvah for them to split up and to each make their own brachos. Their own hamotzi, their own benching, Rashi says, not just benching, hamotzi also. They shouldn't be yotzi with each other's brachos. Tani nami hachi, shnaim shachul kachas, mitzvah lichalik. We have a brisa that says like that. Vamedvar mamurim kishashneim sofer. That's if they're both literate, they're both educated. Aval echad sofer vechad bur. But if one of them is educated and the other one is illiterate, so sofer mevarich bur yotze. So then obviously let the educated one be mevarich and it'll be motzi the other fellow. Why is it lechachila better for them to say their own separate brachos? What's wrong with having one guy say for everybody? You have to listen the whole time. It's a lot more challenging on the kavana because you're gonna have to be focused on listening when you're not. What? They could both say amen. Altogether, if they take turns, but if they don't take turns, right? There's a discussion. You ever go to someone's house and they before kiddush, you know, on Shabbos and before kiddush, they say, "Would you like to make your own kiddush?" Right. So, what's the right answer? Like la halacha is the right answer. Meaning, it works either way, right? You're yotze if you say your own kiddush. You're yotze if you listen. What's better? So from this Gemara, it sounds like your own, right? Because it sounds like if you could do your own, better do your own. That's what it sounds like. It happens to be some machlokas poskim. So whatever you do, you're right. But it's machlokas. Some poskim say better to do your own because mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. Better to do your own mitzvah and have someone else. What? Right. Others say that's not shlichus. Shemekon has nothing to do with shlichus. So no, better to berava hadras melech. If you could have everyone included in one. In one kiddush, that's much better than having a bunch of individuals doing. But I don't know why this gemara is not used as a raya. Maybe it isn't. I just don't remember.
Because this one is also only in front of 2 people.
Okay, but why would it matter? Why would it make a difference?
What if you have 10 people?
So then you have a din of zimun. So then, of course, you don't split them up because that's a separate din of zimun. But when it's the same din, when there's no extra din that kicks in, it's just about this bracha. Like by Kiddush, or by Hamotzi, right? Or by 2 people with benching. right, where it's the same din no matter how many people it is. So it sounds from this Gemara the preferred thing is split everybody up and let everyone make their own bracha. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. Amar Rava, Hamil Samrisa Ana, the Itmara Mishmed Rabbi Zeira Kavasi. Rava says, you know, I once said something, and then I heard that they said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, just like me. So I don't know if that, you know, that's normally a good thing. I got confirmation that others hold like me. Shlosha Sha'achu Ka'achas. If three people ate together, Echod Mafsik L'Shaim. This happens all the time also. Three people ate together, one guy wants to go already. He's got class, and the other two guys have a free, let's say. So they're not rushing to class. So the one guy, so they want to continue eating, but the guy, this guy's got a bench. So what do you do? So if three people ate together, echad mafsik l'shnayim. One of the, if two of them want to go and only one of them wants to continue eating, derech eretz is the one who wants to continue eating should pause his meal, join in the zimun, let them bench, let them do all zimun, so that he's not holding these guys hostage. Let them go, right? And that's the derech eretz. Ve'ein shnayim afsikim le'echad. But if only one guy wants to go, the other two are not responsible to pause their meal just to accommodate the one guy who wants to leave early. Says the Gemara, velo, they don't have to do that. Varav Papa ifsik le la'aba mar berei ihu v'chad. Rav Papa and another guy paused their meal for Abamar to go bench and to leave. So you see, two people stopped to accommodate one person. Says Gemara, yeah, shiny Rav Papa, David. That's Rav Papa, because Rav Papa was a really super nice guy. But you don't have to do it. Meaning, when we're asking in terms of what's Derech Eretz, what does Derech Eretz demand? Derech Eretz demands that one person stops for the other two. It does not demand that two people stop for the other one. You want to be a super nice guy? Great, no problem. You're allowed to have two people stop to accommodate the other one. So the main point over here, two guys don't have to stop for one guy. But they can if they want to do the Flemishur Sadin. They don't have to, but they may if they want to do the Flemishur Sadin. First wide line now. Yehuda bar Maremar, Umar bar Ravashi, Virav Achami Difti. Three people. Karchi Rifta Bade Adadi. They were eating a meal together. Lo Havabu Chad Dava Muflog Mechavre. None of them was significantly greater than the others. There was no one that stood out as like the leader of the pack. Livruchi lehu, to therefore lead the benching. And the assumption, of course, is if there is someone who stands out, that's the one that should lead the benching. They didn't have anyone. So Amri, the Bachadir, or the they added on the side, Haditran Shlosh Shachul Kachas Chayav Nazamein, they thought that when the Mishnah says three people eating together have to do a zimun, that's when there's a clear leader of the pack. But if they're all just a bunch of friends that are all on the same level, chiluk brachos adif. They assumed it's better to split up and each say their own bracha and not do a zimun. So baruch inish l'nafshei. Each one made their own bracha and they did not do a zimun. Asul kamei to Maremar. So they came to Maremar and they told Maremar what they did. Amar lahu, Maremar said to them, you did what? You day bracha yitzasem. You yotze benching because you said the words of benching, but you day zimun lo yitzasem. You passed up the opportunity of zimun. You left it on the table there. You left the chiyuv of zimun without satisfying it. V'chi temer, and if you're going to say nehadav and zimun, oh okay, let's quickly go back. We'll do a zimun now. No, ain zimun lemafreya. It doesn't work that way. You can't go retroactively do a zimun. Let's say you walk into a room, three people are benching. So do you participate? Do you answer? You know, you walk into a room, you hear someone say, Rabbi Sain Vrech. So it's like, so they're, you know, the people who ate obviously are going to answer. Do you answer? You didn't eat. Right?
Same as Kaddish. In Kaddish, if you're just walking through a room.
So is it like Kaddish? By Kaddish, you definitely would answer, right? So what about over here? So Rav Zid Amar Baruch Umvaruch. Rav Zid said you should say Baruch Shachal Mishlom, right? You say Baruch Umvaruch. Rav Papa Amar Ona Amen. Rav Papa says just say Amen. Velo Pligi, they're not arguing. It depends at what point you walked in. Hadash Kinu Deka Amri Nevarich. Hadash Kachinu Deka Amri Baruch. It depends what they were up to. Ashkechinu Deka Amri Nevarich. If they were saying Nevarich, so Amar Baruch Umvaruch. So say, okay, Baruch. Go bench. Ashkechinu dekamri baruch, but if you hear them actually already saying the brachos of benching, You missed the the Rabbi Sayyid Nevarich part. So Ona Amen. So then you answer Amen. So you answer whatever's appropriate to answer at that point. I mean, if you hear them say Azon is a call, so good. So then you answer Amen. So the next main point, if you find three people benching, sometimes you answer Baruch and Baruch, and sometimes Amen. Then the last little piece, also very much Nogel Lameisa. Very relevant. Tani Chada. We have one brisa that says, Ha'ona Amen Achar Kol Birchosav. The Bach changes it to Kol Birchosav. Someone who answers Amen after all of his brachos, Hareza Meshubach. Great thing to do. What does it mean to answer Amen after all of his brachos? After his own brachos. A guy who answers Amen to his own brachos, great thing! Amen, like little kids do when they first learn brachos, right? They don't know, because they know that they're supposed to answer Amen. They know, a lot of times little kids do that, right? So answer Amen after his own, great, Meshubach. V'tani ida chareza maguna. And another brisa says, no, that's gross. Meaning it's inappropriate. So which is it? Lokash, it's not a contradiction at all. It depends what we're talking about. Ha b'bonu Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachos. By bonu Yerushalayim, the third bracha of benching,
there is actually Amen.
Then you answer Amen to your own bracha. By other brachas, you don't. Rashi points out, but wait, the Brisa said, anyone who answers Amen, achar kol brachosav. How could that be only bonu Yerushalayim? So Rashi says, it doesn't mean kol brachosav, doesn't mean after every bracha you make. It means, if you were supposed to recite a series of brachas, on the last one in the series, answer Amen. Benching is a series of brachos. Bonu Yerushalayim is the last of the brachos d'oraisa. There are three brachos d'oraisa. So at the end of Bonu Yerushalayim, you answer Amen. Where else do you have a series of brachos? So Rashi says, Birchos Kriyashma. According to this, you, at the end of the last Birchos Kriyashma, answer Amen after your own bracha. Gaal Yisrael, Amen. So Tosis points out, yeah, that's what it sounds like you're supposed to do. Or after Yishtabach, Amen, to your own bracha. Sar Baruch Shamar, Yishtabach, Amen, your own bracha.
What about
Birchas Torah? So Tosis says, but, Tosis points out in the second class, Tosis on the page, Umi Yipochazi Mayam Dvar, go look at what the minig is. Shalom Og, Lanos Amen, Alach, Bar Yishalayim, the Birchas Mazam. For some reason, the minig is, we only do it after Bar Yishalayim. But really, it sounds like the Alach should have been after any series. But we only do it after Bar Yerushalayim. Abaye anile bikola. Abaye would say his Amen after Bar Yerushalayim out loud. Kiechi delishmu paul and blekumu. So that the workers who are in the middle of their workday and are benching on their lunch break should hear that this is the end of the real benching d'oraisa and get up and get back to work. Aye, what about the fourth bracha of benching? Atov ha-meitiv, atov ha-meitiv, lav d'oraisa. It's not d'oraisa, not so important for the workers to take off time from work to say the fourth bracha. They should get right back to work after Bonu Yerushalayim. Rav Ashi anile b'luchisha. Rav Ashi would say the Amen to Bonu Yerushalayim very quietly. Why? Because he thought that if he said it out loud, then it would be showing that benching's over already, and then people are going to disrespect Hatov Ametiv, which is the fourth bracha, the bracha midrabanan. He didn't want people to disrespect that bracha, so he would say it very quietly. Tosus points out that when there are no workers, everyone agrees to Rav Ashi to say it quietly. It's only if there are workers that you would want to say it out loud. So when there are no poelim around, of course you'd say it quietly. So the last main point over here, we only answer Amen to our own brachos when it's the last of a series, like by Bonu Yerushalayim.